Chapter 46. Her Memory Entirely. Soon I am back on sand again, back on dry land, me drying invigorated skin with discarded apparel, rubbing very quickly to get the job done and generate incidental heat. I am not a sea creature after all, but a mere Homo sapiens, shivering, hairless, hapless ape, within animal kingdom, well known for my bipedalism and supposed higher intelligence. For what that's worth, behind me I can hear the train. Yes, did I mention that? There's a train line bordering the beach, just up off the sand, running along the coast, drilled through bluffs and rounding headlands, winding like a swift and deft snake, to spring suddenly on quiet coastal towns. The train pulls in, and there is something about that, isn't there? Boats or trains pulling in, flags and whistles blowing, in days of old, passengers spilling onto platforms and docks, illusion in the air, anticipation, announcements made, tickets bought and mislaid, kisses quickly dispatched, tucked away and treasured, or lingering on in oblivion, declarations made perhaps, rushing all done, consummated plans, hearts filling or depleting. Can you leave a place without any of that? Without coal or steam or sweat or emotion? Others are arriving, hearts skipping beat, even if it's hearts of teenagers hurdling barriers and making run for it as train draws near, a dare testing fate, risk successfully taken this time. I look over shoulder as train pulls in. Something is announced. People disembark, some with strollers, others with backpacks and bags, some carrying beach baskets stuffed with towels and provisions. Ada has swum a slow circle round the red barrel and is heading back to shore. Freestyle, breaststroke, side stroke. Then on her back, pushing herself along like a squid or an elegant and nimble jellyfish, the sea remembering her briefly before obliterating her memory entirely.